up next on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
God's got so far for you to go, if you'll just let him think through you. He said, your thoughts have not been my thoughts. Your ways have not been my ways. So from this day, we're going to open up and we're going to allow God to think through our minds. We're going to receive what he says about us. Watch this. How far we can go, what we can have, what we can do, what we own, what we... Come on. Just receive it by faith.
Hello, Bill Winston here, and welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, did you know that God chose you? You didn't choose him. You've heard people say, you know, when I found the Lord. No, he wasn't lost. We were lost. He found us. Now, I don't care what you've been through. You might have a lot of things going on in your background. I mean, some people may have been in jail, or some people may be married 5 times. But do you know what? That didn't change God's mind about you. He knows your potential. He put something in you. You couldn't have come into this world. I don't care who your parents are. You couldn't have come into this world without him giving you life. So he's got a plan for you. You are special. You have been chosen for such a time as this. Now, today's message is going to really minister to you. Get your Bibles ready. It's called Living on Top of the World.
Thinking is where it starts, not speaking. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 30. And in Proverbs chapter 30, he says, if thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or if thou hast thought evil, lay your hand where? On your mouth. So notice, Satan is after your thoughts. But so is God. See, he knows where the deal is. It's in your thinking.
Amen.
And what you think on continuously, you become.
Yes, sir.
Because it's going to come out of your mouth.
That's right. Yes, sir. Come on up.
So I got to watch my thoughts. And things all around you are vying for your thoughts. And they're trying to make you think that you can't make it, you won't make it, you need this, you need that. When Satan came to Eve, he came after her thoughts. It's called the power of suggestion. Yes. And Satan uses sorcery to pump it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And you got to evaluate a thought once you think it. Because if it's not lining up with the word,
yes, sir,
you do something with it.
Yes.
You cast it out. And you can seal your mind. You can say, in the name of Jesus, I take the blood and I seal the door of my mind from that thought ever coming back again. And that thought can give folks thoughts of things.
Amen. Amen.
And that enemy will come with a thought and suggestion, tell you, you don't have this, you don't. Notice what he told Eve. He told Eve that God was holding something back. And that wasn't even true. What God had done is hidden what all he was going to do with her in her. And through her own obedience, it would be exposed. So you're not missing nothing. When you got made, God had you on the workbench. Come on. And everything that you're going to do and be, he put in you. All the potential is right in there. And as you obey him, you're going to work it out.
That's good. That's good.
Are you following this? So it's all your speaking. If you people are not poor because they have no money or can't find a good paying job or whatever, they're poor because of the way they think.
Yes.
Are you following what I'm saying? No, oh, man, good. Y'all stay with me now. Jabez, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, Jabez found out that his problem was not money. So he didn't ask God for money. He asked God to enlarge his territory, his ability to receive how God sees him.
Amen.
Fix how God sees me and I can receive what God has for me. Because your image got a whole lot to do with what you can do for God.
Yes, sir.
See, we have been taught that a Rolls Royce is more valuable than we are.
Yep.
Or some kind of expensive car or expensive house or something. See, but when you get to heaven, you're going to have a mansion.
Amen.
See, when you get to heaven, you're going to walk on streets of gold. When you get to heaven, you're going to go through gates of... See, God's trying to show you, bring heaven to earth. I want you to know how valuable you are before you even get there. I got work for you to do, and you need an esteem to do it.
Yes, sir.
Boy, that's good preaching right there.
Yes, sir.
So thinking. So I got to get my thinking right, because if I get my thinking right, I get my speaking right. And the spirit of a person, its job is to think and speak.
Yeah. Come on now.
Jesus said it. He said, my words, they are spirit and they are life. That's found in John 6:63. They are spirit in their life. And spiritual things control natural things. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
God made you royalty.
Amen.
He made you to speak.
Amen.
And when you speak things, you should expect something to come to pass.
Amen.
The thinking is the thing. He said... In Proverbs 23:7, as a man what? Thinketh in his heart, so is he. Okay? Now that thinking there is continuum. See, what you dwell on, what you think and stay with in your thought life, so is he. He becomes or he ends up in that place. Do you realize that your thoughts are so powerful till they draw stuff to you? Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. Look, he says, manage your mind. He says, listen, here's what I want you to think on. He said, think on whatsoever things are true. Look at Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Forasmuch then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part in the same. Talking about Jesus. That through death he might destroy him that had the had past tense, the power of death, that is the devil. Watch this. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to what?
Bondage.
So Satan has no longer power over a believer. None. He had power before Jesus came. But once Jesus came, he said, all power is given to me, both in heaven and in earth. Now, I'm going to delegate it to you. Now you go. That's why the church is so powerful, man. He said, resist the devil and he might flee. God said it. God said, you resist him and he will flee. So I got to resist sickness. I got to resist the temptation to say something mean. I got to resist. He said, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil. So I can't get the devil to resist if I'm holding you in unforgiveness. It doesn't work, see? And when it doesn't work, all of a sudden, stuff don't work, so forth. And what, we neutralize the church and then, open the door to anything. That is not true, folks. We're supposed to be so far above where the world is operating until it's laughable. We're supposed to have millionaires and billionaires in churches. Do you hear what I'm saying? And without apologizing for it. We're supposed to be living voluptuously. All right, look at Matthew again, Matthew chapter 12. All right, what is a generation of vipers? How can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Watch this next one. So a good man out of the good treasures of the heart brings forth what? Good things. All right, put it up there in the Amplified. You offspring of vipers, how can you speak good things when you are evil, wicked? For out of the fullness, the overflow, the superabundance of the heart, your mouth is going to speak. Keep going. A good man from his inner good treasure flings forth good things. Put it up there in the NIV. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him.
Amen.
So everything of yours comes from your inside. Jesus totally went around the world system. He was producing everything from the kingdom. See, we've been trying to do better still in a cursed system. But you're in another system. You're in the kingdom system. Say amen to that. But I'm saying you got something in you that you can speak the word only and change your environments, change your finances, change. But it comes from a mind that has been renewed. It comes from a belief system that once you believe it and speak it, that thing is going to come to pass. You can stand back and watch it because that is a law and that's going to come to pass. Now, it's got to line up with God's word. But his word says wealth and riches shall be in your house. His word shall says he going to increase you more and more, you and your children. Come on. His word says that heaven's even the heavens of the Lord, but the earth has he given to you, the children of men. His word says it's been freely given to you. His word says by his stripes you are healed. His word says, gee, I want to know what the truth is, because whatever's the truth, I'm going to believe that. And if Satan's coming to me with another thought, I'm casting that thing down. And as fast as you turn on this TV, they're talking about everything. You got eye trouble, head trouble, brain trouble, nerve trouble, so forth and so on, and you're depressed. And take some of these until you're dead. What you need to do is say, wait a minute, I got the word of God, and it is medicine to all my flesh. Proverbs chapter 4, 20 and 22. It's medicine to all. I'm going to take me some medicine today. I'm going to get this book and I'm going to open it up and I'm going to take some medicine before I go to bed. And then when I get up in the morning, I'm going to take some more because I know I can't overdose on this. I'm going to take some more. Tomorrow night, I'm going to take some more. And pretty soon, the first thing that's going to change is your soul. Your soul is going to get right with God. And when it does, that power will go through from your spirit, through your soul, and hit your body. And the next thing you do, praise God. That's what I wanted right there. Now, if it will do it for your body, it'll do it for your community. Because it's the same power. It's called the blessing. Now, I'm talking about people who don't have anything. You've been rejected. You've been married 5 times. You've been... Come on now. I'm going to just lump them all up because people don't think God can fix cases that are that bad. But I got news for you. God is still God. He can fix the worst situation up in here. Whatever your problem is, God can fix it. Now, I know it might be people that are doubting. Hopefully, you can catch hold of this thing because we have taken ourselves and we've put ourselves on the same level as the people in the world. They can borrow money. They can sit up in the doctor's office. They can go down. Hey, I want it so that we are the doctor. I want it so that we are the banker. Supposed to be the lender, not the borrower.
That's it.
And I'm here to take you over to do that. And we going over, not under, over. Now, when you think out of the box. Don't think in the box because that's where you've been thinking. And that's what's kept you where you are. But think out of the box. Future. Are you with me? And then think it and what you meditate on or your most dominant thoughts is going to take you to where you're thinking. Because you're made that way. Are you with me here? And so here's David. David's 17 years old, but he's got the right thinking. See, he saw himself really like God saw him. So David comes to the front line. He said, hey, you know, what's that? And they said, get back and keep those sheep. Well, he said, wait a minute. Now, I slayed a lion. And I slayed a bear. And you got this guy giving you problems? He gets eventually to the front line. Now, this is what he says. Now, watch this. Think out of the box. Stop thinking that this is what you're going to be. At least say, okay, by this time next year, I'm going to double my salary. Think out of the box. Go somewhere that you're not. Go somewhere. It starts with your thinking. So receive God's thinking. He said, this day, watch this, told Goliath. Now, Goliath had just cursed him. So now he's got to answer that curse. He said, this day will the Lord deliver you into my hands. Watch this. I'm going to take your head off. Now, he didn't have to say all of that. Seems to me the young man is getting a little bit beyond what is necessary. To tell this guy. But he's telling this guy how he's going to execute it. He said, I'm going to first take your head off. Then I'm going to feed you. Move over, Goliath. And that army behind you. Watch this. To the buzzards. He said fowls of the air, but buzzards. I'm going to feed them all to the buzzards. The whole army. 17-year-old is going to feed an army to the buzzards today. Now, you tell me how in the world is that going to happen? Well, it won't happen if he don't think it. And I'm telling you, God's got so far for you to go if you'll just let him think through you. He said, your thoughts have not been my thoughts. Your ways have not been my ways. So from this day, we're going to open up and we're going to allow God to think through our minds. We're going to receive what he says about us. Watch this. How far we can go, what we can have, what we can do, what we own, what we... Come on. Just receive it by faith and then think on them things. Just Think on it. Think on it. Think on it. Think on it. And watch, pretty soon you're going to speak on it. Speak on it. And the next thing you know, manifestation. Manifestation. Now look at Psalm 27 and look at verse 13. I had fainted unless I believe. I had believed to see the what? The goodness of the Lord, come on, in the land of the living. He is saying here that unless I saw somebody who this stuff is working for, they told me I need to go to heaven before I can get this. But I got a feeling I can get it right now. And unless I could see somebody who can prove to me that this is so, I would have fainted and just gone by the wayside. I'm telling you, folks, the world is waiting on somebody that God can use and they can say, Jesus is Lord, God is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Man. So God chose you. Watch this. You didn't choose Him. He saw you before you hit your mama's womb.
Yes, Lord.
Watch this. And He said, pick that one. Now, between now and between the time He picked you and the time you came into the kingdom, you went through H-E double hockey sticks.
Yes,
you went, come on, you went, you've been married 10 times and had, I'm talking about all kinds of mess that happened, but it didn't change God's mind, not one iota. Oh, Lord, you don't know. He been in jail. That don't make no difference. He did that. He did that. But I'm telling you, when God chooses you, He don't change His mind about it. He knows what He put in you. And God's gonna get it out. You are special. Been chosen for such a time as this.
Yes, sir.